So you've got to wonder about who feels like a winner here. After weeks of tough negotiating, a settlement is apparently a done deal between the Department of Justice and the bank J.P. Morgan Chase. It's a record $13 billion deal which fines J.P. Morgan for its mortgage practices, but goes way beyond that and frames the debate going forward on what are appropriate risks for large banks to take with other people's money. Joining us now is William Cohen, a former managing director at J.P. Morgan Chase and the author of three best-selling books about Wall Street. William Cohen, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, John.
So, Bill, this story here really is about so many different issues. The Jamie Dimon DOJ relationship, the fact that J.P. Morgan Chase is really in the crosshairs, makes a much larger point about what bankers should be doing in this 21st century.
And it also makes the point about sort of what they did to try to help out the capital markets, the economy, when things looked like they were going down the tubes in 2008. Don't forget, J.P. Morgan Chase was, of course, the bank that bought Bear Stearns before it went into bankruptcy in March 2008 with a $30 billion assist from the federal government. It then bought Washington Mutual in September of 2008 before it went down the tubes. So, I mean, from the J.P. Morgan perspectives, they're sort of scratching their heads saying, hey, I helped out the American people, the American government, the American capital markets, the world economy by buying Bear Stearns, by buying Washington Mutual. And the thanks I get is a $13 billion fine from the federal government. But look, number one, they got great deals on Bear Stearns and Washington Mutual. They bought them on the cheap. They bought the stock of the company, meaning that they were going to also assume whatever liabilities that they had. And this is obviously liabilities that they had embedded in their balance sheet. And frankly, they have tried over the last few weeks in conversations with me and other reporters and writers is to make the point that basically the problems that they're being penalized for now were caused at Bear Stearns and Washington Mutual, and very little of it was caused at J.P. Morgan Chase. I'm not sure that's true, and we won't know for sure until we read the settlement agreement, but I have a feeling, and I'm hearing that a lot more of the problems that they're being penalized for were actually at J.P. Morgan Chase than they would like us to believe.
Is this the way in which they dealt with the problems in 2008, or is this much more about J.P. Morgan and Jamie Dimon making the argument that, you know, in the derivatives market, this is the new world. We understand it. You don't. Leave us alone. We refuse to be regulated almost on any level.
Well, you can't go wrong, John, thinking that a Wall Street banker does not want to be regulated. Wall Street hates regulation in every way. They, of course, would much rather be able to do whatever they want whenever they want to do it. Unfortunately, we can't live like that. Because the rest of us get, as we know, unfortunately, after 2008, we get saddled with their losses and they get all the benefits and the upside. So regulation is a fact of life. They are going to be regulated. By the way, just because the Dodd-Frank law was passed in 2010 and has now been 3 years on the books does not even mean that the regulations that are indicated in that law have actually been put into effect yet. So they're still battling what those regulations are going to end up being. But essentially what J.P. Morgan Chase is being penalized for at this moment is bad mortgage securities that they underwrote and sold in 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, leading up to this crisis. And they are now paying the price for that. And by the way, they knew that they were going to pay the price at some point when they bought them. So this is just sort of the price of doing business. Now, of course, Jamie Dimon was the king of Wall Street. Now he's looking a lot more like Saint Sebastian. So he's, you know, paying the price. But again, this is a price that many people feel was long overdue. And he's lucky so far that he has not been charged criminally for what's been going on here, although that still remains open.
And he's had to give up one of his positions in the management team at J.P. Morgan Chase. $4 billion will go specifically as relief to homeowners. Does that amount to much? And are consumers specifically to look for their checks in the mail, that sort of thing?
I would not hold my breath if I were a consumer whose home had been foreclosed upon. But, you know, again, this is very much along the line of the national mortgage settlement from last year where five banks joined together, one of which was J.P. Morgan Chase, to contribute something like $25 billion to homeowners. This is another $4 billion towards that pot of money. Money has actually gone out to homeowners, probably not as quickly or as much as anybody would like. And, you know, $4 billion doesn't go very far considering all the homes, the millions of homes that were foreclosed upon, but it is better than nothing.
Finally, what do you make of the negotiations between the Department of Justice, Attorney General Eric Holder, and Jamie Dimon? They seem relatively unprecedented in the history of banking and the Department of Justice. What does this mean going forward? Can a big enough bank make its own deal in negotiations behind the door of the Office of the Attorney General?
Well, apparently that is the message that we are getting from this, John. It is stunning that Jamie Dimon, we all saw him go into the Justice Department, you know, 3 weeks ago. But the fact that he's picking up the phone, making these calls, stopping civil litigation from being filed, agreeing to negotiate these huge sums. I mean, I frankly find it amazing that Jamie Dimon, who is supposedly, you know, our greatest banker, the leader of our hopefully most secure bank in JP Morgan Chase, he was completely out negotiated here. You know, he offered $1 billion and then it ratcheted up from there to $13 billion. So the takeaway that I get is that, you know, the incredible power that the federal government has to force settlements and the desire of these big banks not to go to litigation. That's what you're seeing here.
From $1 billion to $13 billion, and Jamie Dimon didn't get what he wanted most, and that was a non-prosecution agreement to halt criminal investigations in California. All of that will proceed. Bill Cohen, thanks so much.
My pleasure, John. Thank you for having me.
Sure. William Cohen is former managing director at JPMorgan Chase and the author of three best-selling books about Wall Street.